We have another outstanding speaker coming out right now. We have Akilah Parker. She's a beautiful lady. She is She's a Texas Normal board member and also a healthcare professional. Today, Akilah is going to talk to you about how you can do your part to courageously end cannabis prohibition.
Thank you, Jess. As she said, thank you. My name is Akilah. It's a beautiful day in DFW. Thank you so much for having me. Are you guys having a good time?
Yeah.
Participating in some civil disobedience? Damn right. Do that all day.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I came all the way from Austin, Texas to tell you that I've been on the board with Texas Normal for the last 2 years. But all my life, I've been an activist. I care about people. I care about their stories. I care about your experiences, what you've gone through. And in that way, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you, and I use my voice to sit down with another patient, to sit down with another healthcare professional, to sit down with a veteran, to sit down with members of my community to say that I use cannabis. I use cannabis in my everyday life. I use cannabis to manage my anxiety. I use cannabis to manage my ADHD, my insomnia, my eating disorders. And I'm not a criminal. The plant grows from the ground. This is my body, my choice, my option. Ladies and gentlemen, I challenge you. I empower you. Use your voice. If you use cannabis, awesome. If you don't, even better. But if you believe in it and you believe it's medicine, it's earth-given, universe-provided, use your voice to tell your local branch of government and your legislative just that. This is a plant. This is medicine. I encourage you to think of maybe a coworker you have that's been complaining about some leg pain, some shoulder pain. You may not smoke some cannabis, but you may know someone that creates a salve or a tincture or something that may benefit them. Maybe you know that cannabis interacts with our endocannabinoid system, so it's beneficial to our bodies. Ladies and gentlemen, I challenge you to educate yourself. I challenge you and I dare you to be an activist, to use your voice. Go down to your local branch of government and tell them, hey, I believe, I've done some research. What do you believe? Respectfully, of course, let's not get all rowdy in a local branch of government's office. Law enforcement's not my friend when they bring bracelets. But ladies and gentlemen, I do dare you. I do challenge you. You pay taxes, you live in this beautiful city, your voice matters. As Dave just said, next Saturday, we are going to be at the state's capitol. We are going to be marching on those south steps. We are going to remind those legislators that I pay taxes. That beautiful building, you pay for. It's my right to be there. It's my right to tell you that cannabis is medicine, that House Bill 2107 does give patients, veterans, everyone in our community an opportunity to say, my body, my choice. Ladies and gentlemen, I dare you to be a part of a wonderful movement that's happening in Texas right now. Do you guys realize that on Tuesday night, we held a hearing with 5 co-authors originally? By the time the hearing was over the next day, we had 75. That means our legislators know that this is medicine. Our legislators know that we're not going away. Our legislators know that when it happens, we're still going to keep marching on the door. We're still going to keep saying that we deserve to be here. I dare you. Be empowered. Represent your medicine. I'm Akilah. Thanks.